Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Chris Ello.
You still have to have the God-given ability and talent and skill to be able to pull it off the way Tony's dad did. College kids trying to pull off something that a Hall of Famer could only pull off.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
All facts, you are looking and talking to a walking byproduct.
Gwynn and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, San Diego. Welcome back. Top of the hour to you, 4:01 is the time, final hour of our Gwynn and Chris get together for a Thursday. As you know, on Thursdays, we lead up to Thursday night football here. We'll have the game for you, the Dallas Cowboys taking on the New Orleans Saints. By the way, is it just me, guys, or does it seem like the Cowboys are on in prime time every week of the season? We don't live in Dallas. But I honestly think you could watch every single Dallas Cowboy game this year. It seems like almost everyone is televised.
It does. They have a Lakers feel to them in the NFL.
Where is that what it is?
It feels like they're constantly
they're always
playing.
On.
I mean, how many? I don't know that I've seen a back-to-back Thursday. And it works for them, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
back-to-back Thursday night games. I don't know if I've ever.
They sometimes do this with the Thanksgiving games because they get the short week between the Sunday to the Thursday, and then they get one full week to the next.
I'm just
Thursday.
Saying, I don't remember Dallas being, or anybody for that matter, being in back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back Thursdays. I know every team has to play one Thursday night game, but I guess they don't count Thanksgiving because the Saints are playing two Thursday night games in a row. They also played last Thursday night against Buffalo.
Yeah.
They didn't play very well, but that was last Thursday night also. But then there's some other rules in the NFL that they've broken this year in the schedule, one of which affected, I thought, the Dolphins. Remember when they had to play in London?
Right. Yeah.
And then they didn't get a bye the following week. I thought that was a set in stone. I was crying about it. I was. I had to go get Kleenex. No, I thought that was a set in stone, like bargained by the union deal. You know, that if you make us play a game in London, then we have to get the following week off.
Oh, but they just got a new deal, so maybe it changed.
It must have changed because the Dolphins didn't get that week off. They still haven't had their bye week. We're this late into the season, I think their bye is finally next week. But anyway, NFL football with Dallas and New Orleans. Taysom Hill will
the Taysom Hill project begins.
The beginning. You know, I kind of like Taysom Hill, and I'm ashamed to say that because I like to watch him play, and I think he hustles. But he did go to BYU, and I can't like him a whole lot.
That is why I am reserving my like for him until.
I had the same feeling for all those years when I watched
Steve Young.
As great as he is, great as he was.
Yep.
And before him, Danny Ainge was another guy. Yeah. I mean, but Danny Ainge drove everybody crazy.
It still hasn't got out of my mouth because he didn't just go to BYU. Then he went to Boston.
Yeah, he was a Celtic, too, so he was against the Lakers.
It was a double whammy for
him. It was a double whammy for Danny Ainge, yeah. But anyway, hey, look, part of being a fan of a team is disliking another team sometimes, and that's always been the way it has been in my world, that's for sure. All right, we're coming up on Chris versus the Fans here. Chance for you to qualify for our two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, plus a spa treatment for two at Serenity Spa, and a round of golf for two. It's Legendary Vegas Fun. We'll play that in just a moment, but I want to remind everybody as well that coming up in the next 30 minutes, could be any time in the next 30 minutes, we will announce the name of today's biggest fan. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. And if you hear your name announced, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. And if you do, you'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Discover San Diego Mission Bay Resort, where the best of Southern California lifestyle is at your fingertips. Sun, sand, so much more. Scraby, did you make up some more questions in the interim there? Are you ready?
Yes, I did.
Are we going to just have crazy questions today?
No. I think I came up with some decent ones.
I bet it'll be crazy. So here we go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we are about ready. Scraby's going to give us the rules, and then we're going to get to work. Because I'll tell you what, the callers have been real good this week.
They have. They've been good the last couple weeks, actually.
Yeah, they've been good.
And we're getting more and more new callers, too. So please keep that in mind. I'll get to that in just a second. But you have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you are a first-time player, then you need to tell us before the first question. You will get that question for free.
All right.
Okay.
I think we bring in the host of the program, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Do you feel a little bit like...
thank you.
He's over there right now. You're a little confused right now because you don't know when you're allowed to talk and when you're not.
I wish people were here to see Tony trying to talk to John during the interview, but the mic was off.
Yeah, the rhythm of this is...
The rhythm is weird.
It's a little different.
It's a weird rhythm for you, yes. You didn't know quite what to do, and it's going to take a little while for you to settle in, I think.
All right, let's get to our first contestant of this Thursday afternoon, Matt out in Santee. Matt, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Evening, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Matt.
It's going well. Here we go. First question. During which inning is Take Me Out to the Ball Game traditionally sung?
It would be the seventh inning.
There you go.
The seventh inning stretch.
Trying to be dramatic.
Yes, you were.
It's also the 14th inning.
Also the 14th.
Or the 21st.
Could work up to the 21st inning as well.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number two.
It's never been the 28th inning, though.
Thank God.
Because there's no Major League Baseball game that's ever lasted that long.
God bless anybody.
But when it happens, it'll be a game that you broadcast, Tony.
You know it will. You know it will.
Because I may be on postgame.
Jesse, yeah, you'll be on postgame screen.
I hope you're not listening, Jesse. We might have just jinxed ourselves.
I knocked on wood.
All right. Who was the long-haired Hall of Famer who played safety for the Steelers?
I did not hear the end of that as the music came to the climax.
Oh, you didn't hear the question there.
I got you.
Give it to him again.
Who is the long-haired Hall of Famer who played safety for the Steelers?
Troy Polamalu.
Very good.
Was that one of the questions you just created? Not too long ago?
Yeah, because he has a commercial on TV.
His commercial just came on TV, so you came up with it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number three.
All right, you're down to it. You're Matt.
Oh, man, he hit you with a NASCAR here.
Oh, boy.
How many members are there in a NASCAR pit crew?
Eight,
he says. That is incorrect.
Is there an actual number?
There is an actual number.
Yeah.
I was going to guess eight. I really was. I thought eight sounded about right.
There's a lot of them. I know that.
I couldn't possibly name. There's a lot of them. You know that?
Yeah.
Now you're giving me a little crew. Count them. It's not a crew.
Or clue.
Clue, yes.
I don't know. I mean, I should stay. I should say close to eight. I'll say nine.
He says nine.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, it's a win for Matt. Yeah. It's a win for Matt.
Dang.
Matt, hang on the line.
What do you mean, dang? Like, I should have known that, you think?
No, I was just saying, dang, we got the first player that won.
Dang, yeah, there's still sometimes. 4 minutes
happens
remaining
quite
in
often.
The segment.
Well, we could talk about the
Well, hold
front
on. I got to give the answer
yeah,
first.
Yeah, congratulate sorry. The guy, Scraby. The guy just won
congratulations,
the
Matt. Hang sorry, on sorry. The line. Scraby's going to get your information. The answer is seven. The front.
Oh, there was less than eight.
Yes, the mm-hmm. front tire changer, the front tire carrier. The rear tire changer. Would you believe that the rear tire carrier is right behind him? The jack man, the gas man, and the gas catch can man.
Seven guys.
Seven yeah. guys.
Wait yeah. a minute. What about the...
The driver?
No. Well, the driver would be eight. And how
the
about
crew
the crew chief?
No, that doesn't count because they're not
oh,
part
come
of the...
Oh, come on! The crew
they're
chief's
not part
gotta
of the,
count!
They're not part of the pit crew, and the driver is not part of the pit crew.
Well, in my mind, they're all there, aren't
you
they?
Know, you know, they actually have like an all-star
pit
thing
crew?
For the pit crew.
Like, how does that work? If you get
oh,
the
like
most.
If you're the fastest tire
yeah,
changer,
and they do different like things, and it is
oh, that's cool,
fascinating.
That
to
is
watch
cool.
These
oh,
guys.
I
sure.
mean, it's fascinating to They're watch fast. Them put the tire, get the tires on and off as fast.
And then
as
there's
they
a
do.
Guy who goes up with a wrench, and he's like, he cranks it real quick, and it like adjusts the spoiler, and then they take off the windshield thingy. It's amazing. They could do that all in like 15 seconds.
That's
about
crazy.
How long would it take you to change a tire, Scraby? What
oh,
are you thinking?
Well, I probably have to because I have a flat tire right now. So.
I'm calling AAA. I'll tell you right now.
How long would it take me to change a tire? 5 minutes.
Good 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You could get everything out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Get it all dragged out on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Get the car jacked
I've
up.
I've done it a million
how,
times.
How fuming
a
would,
million
would Scraby
times.
Be during this process, though? How mad would he be?
I've never had to do it on...
Fuming.
I've never had to do it really so on, like, the side of the road, which would change my panic level because I'm about to die. But... I'm going to have to go home, and I'm going to have to put my little donut on the car because it was a flat tire.
Good for you, man. I'm glad you got that skill. That's a
Should I time myself?
No, I don't think you should do that.
I think it's impressive if you can do it in 5 minutes. I agree with Tony. I would think it would take me as long as it took me to find my phone, pick it up, and dial the number for AAA. That's as long as it would take me to change
right
a tire.
All right, if you, I man. Change this tire, I will time myself. But what? How
don't
do I
just
start?
Time yourself. Put the video on so we can see this.
Yeah,
oh, I don't want to
have.
See
we want to laugh. we need a laugh
I think
on this
that,
one.
I think video is the only way
so
to go here.
So I start the timer when
with
I
with video
when I go for my spare tire. Is that correct?
Sure. As soon as you park the car and get out the car, time starts. Because
yeah.
this is like a pit crew. That's what we're
yeah. All,
about.
It,
no,
all
no.
part
yeah.
of it.
You
yeah,
pull it to the driveway.
Yeah, definitely. Part of it is the time it takes to get the equipment out of the back of the
no,
car.
No, I know. I'm saying that I will start the timer when I
as soon as you close the door.
Okay.
As soon as you close the door and you work and you start to work your way to the trunk. Boom. Time
I'm probably
starts.
Gonna hurt myself trying to beat this time, but
yeah,
please
don't hurt yourself.
It.
Just get it done.
I
beg you to videotape
okay.
this.
Okay. Do you want to see me get, like, hit by a car or something?
No, you're doing it in your
this
driveway.
This is good to know, though, Tony, because, I mean, if we ever have a tire blowout and we don't have the AAA number handy.
Call Scrape.
Scrape will come right on down and take good care of it.
Scrape is definitely charging us for gas money to get to our car stuff.
Hey, Scrape, you spend $12 on a web. You spend $12 on a website to get faulty fantasy information.
Oh my gosh! Why don't you spend
some money on AAA so you don't have to.
AAA is
fix
way
your
more
tire.
Expensive than the fantasy thing, isn't it?
I don't know. It's you can get a low level of
I feel
it or something.
Like this is going to be an egotistical thing that goes on in my head, but I feel like less of a man if I can't change my own tire.
Yeah, yeah I've that boat has sailed on me a long time ago. Sergeant Beer.
That left the station. Yeah, I don't
I
have
guess
any.
I'm not a real man.
I have no concern about anybody thinking I'm less of a person because I'm not changing my tire on the side of the road.
Chris changing a tire would be really fun to watch, actually.
Not as fun as
not
it would be
for
to
me.
Watch you.
I think you're going to be pretty fun to watch, Scraby.
All right, well, I'll do it either tonight or tomorrow morning, and we will be talking about it on
well,
the show
are you gonna have to? How are you going to get home tonight?
Oh, I had to borrow a car.
That is, wait, wait, please, please share what kind of car you're riding in right now.
It's a stick Jeep Wrangler from like night.
You got a stick? You're driving a stick
now? Yeah, I love driving a stick, but it's like.
Are you cold on the way home?
It's like from 2000, but there's no windows, and so I
you're driving home tonight with that?
Yeah, I had no other choice.
Scraby, you're going to be freezing.
No other choice. I was going to be either really late to work, or I was going to be freezing, and I have a sweatshirt that's in the car, and it's not going to be enough.
No, so. It's not, because it's going to be kind of chilly by the time.
So if you see a guy in a Jeep Wrangler driving home freezing, it's probably
really
me.
Close to the steering wheel.
Man.
Driving a stick. Oh, and the car's not made, really, I mean, it's not made for freeway use. So going 80 in that thing or 75 in that thing is like going 150 in that thing.
60.
It's about to fall off.
You're in the slow lane, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I would like to take an unofficial poll right now out there. Everybody, just answer this for yourselves. But what age were you out there when you learned how to drive a stick? And just think about that. And then, Scraby, what age were you when you learned how to drive a stick?
Oh, my parents made me learn how to drive a stick like 16, 17.
16 years old.
And I have 17. If you guys want to hear a funny story about me learning how to drive a stick.
Every story you tell is humor-laden.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because I'm talking about myself a lot. I'm feeling uncomfortable. But when my dad taught me how to drive a stick, we were in this big old intersection.
Perfect
like
place to teach
El
you
El Camino
drive
Real.
Stick.
No, we left the house and we were going and I was doing good, but I could not get the car started without stalling it in the middle of this big intersection, and we're turning left and it just goes to, you know, the jumping and everything like that. And it's like I could feel everybody looking at me, so I just put it in park, or I turned off the car, I got out, and I said, "You drive," to my dad in the middle of the intersection. Because my dad's like, "Go, you're going to get us hit! Go, go!"
Your patience ran out.
I thought we were going to die, so I was like, you need to extract us from this situation.
He was in full panic mode as that light was green and everybody
was...
I can feel it coming across the counter over here.
All right, Tony, how old were you when you learned to drive a stick? Do you know?
I wasn't an age, because I don't know how to drive a stick.
You don't know how to drive a stick?
Mm-hmm. I'll teach you.
Wow. All right, mm-hmm. So you beat me. Because I thought I was the oldest ever to learn how to drive a stick. 31 years old when I learned how to drive a stick.
That was like 10 years ago.
And it was not... Yeah, 10 years ago. It was not very impressive. It took a lot of sweat for me to figure it out. After all that driving with no stick. But Tony's not learned at all. So maybe you're out there and you're not alone in that category.
No,
all right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it is the most important segment of the week, at least to Tony and I. It is our NFL pick segment. We will have that for you when we return after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
4:22 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We are into our NFL Pick'em segment, and I've had some success this season thus far. Hopefully it can continue. I have seen my lead evaporate a little bit. I got some of it back. Chris shrinks it a little bit more after last week. I think I scored 2 points last week.
I'll tell you one, we've both been really bad the last month or so, but that's just because the upsets in the NFL have just been almost impossible to predict. I mean, it's been one after another. So, yeah, we're coming up mostly empty, which is making your 13-point lead look very, very imposing.
It looks big right now.
It does.
It definitely does. Before we get into it, Michael Slane. Michael Slane of Carlsbad. You have 10 minutes to call 833-288-0973 to get your spot in the drawing for our grand prize. If you call back, call us back in 10 minutes. You'll be registered for a two-night stay at a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Michael Slane of Carlsbad. Call 833-288-0973. You, my friend, are on the clock. Hello, I believe it's your pick first this week.
All right, I'll take it. 84-71 is the score. As Tony mentioned, he's had the lead all year long. Leads by 13 points right now. We do a 3-point pick each week. We do a 2-point pick and a 1-point pick. And then we have our upset pick. And if the team you pick to win does win in that upset situation, you get the points that they are underdog by added to your total. And that's where Tony's been especially good this year. You've had, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 upset picks come through.
Done all right there.
And picked up some big points. So we'll see. There's still 6 weeks left in the season. There is time for me to catch up. I will hopefully get 3 points by picking the Rams at home to beat Jacksonville this week. The Rams are in a 3-game slide, as we know. But they are at home, and it is Jacksonville. And if the Rams can't beat Jacksonville at home, then they got some serious problems. And we'll find out on Sunday. But I'll take the Rams for my 3-point pick this week. Tony Gwynn Jr., you're up.
Tony Gwynn Jr. will take, as soon as my iPad opens up, I will take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Buck of Nears.
They're on the road at Atlanta.
I know some people used to call them dollar for corn. Anybody?
Nothing.
A buccaneer?
Buck an ear.
Yeah.
$1 per ear.
Ha ha.
Yeah, not that funny. Not Scraby level funny.
I was going to say, my jokes are way better than that.
Just kind of out there.
Said my jokes are way better than that.
Way, way better. All right, next up, Tampa Bay's playing at Atlanta, by the way, so that seems like a pretty good bet. I'll take the Indianapolis Colts at Houston as my 2-point pick. I like the Colts. I mean, I know they lost last week, but this team's been playing great, great football. Houston isn't very good, so I'll stick with the Colts. And by the way, we haven't even talked about this. Have you guys even noticed that there's an HBO Hard Knocks in season?
I have.
Yeah, with
I have
the Colts?
Too. I have watched an episode, too.
Yeah. What do you think?
I like it.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it doesn't have the same drama because you're not cutting players.
Not only that, I mean, the buildup for football isn't there either because we're already, like, in the season. Like,
right.
When Hard Knock comes on, we're, like, dying for football.
Yes, we can't wait. But it's still pretty fun to watch them prepare for the weekly game.
I agree.
Yeah.
My second pick will be, I'm taking the Chiefs. They're at home.
Kansas City Chiefs are 7-4 all of a sudden. They're home to Denver on Sunday night. All right, that's your 2-point pick. Time for the 1-point pick now. And let's see. I'm not enamored with Dallas tonight. I am not enamored with some of the... You know what? The one I feel most strongly about is Monday night. Buffalo over New England.
And one is of that the, who that is?
New England. Yes, it's supposed to be New England. Sorry, it came out wrong. That was an auto correction on my phone. Instead of N-E, it wrote B-E, the word B. I'll take Buffalo for my 1 point. I feel really strongly that New England is due for one bad game. Mac Jones has been a little lucky. He's been good, but he's been a little lucky, and I think it's all going to come to an end Monday night. I'll take Buffalo. Tony, the rest of the board is yours for 1 point. Who you liking?
Give me Arizona.
Arizona Cardinals over the Chicago Bears. Kyler Murray's supposed to be back for this game yet? DeAndre Hopkins supposed to be back for this game? They've been out for a while.
They've had like 4 weeks rest now.
I know. They should be. Maybe they'll be a little rusty. We'll see. Of course, they can afford to be rusty because Matt Nagy will be coaching on the other sideline for those Chicago Bears. Bear fans were so excited when the story came out that he was going to get fired, and then he broke their hearts by announcing that it was untrue.
Right.
And then it turned out that he was right.
The owner had to come in and say it's not true.
Chicago Bears fans everywhere were like, "Ah, really? Thought we got rid of him." All right, time for our upset pick now. Any game on the board, you got to pick the team that is underdog. They have to win straight up. And I thought about this all week because I need this so badly to get back in the game. And I can't pick Matt Nagy. I'm close to picking the Saints tonight, but no Alvin Kamara worries me. Not that picking the Lions doesn't worry me. It's the 19th time I've picked them this year because I keep thinking that they're going to finally win a game.
I think Dan Campbell's going to rally the troops for this one.
Well, I don't know that he will. What I'm really looking at here is that they had Minnesota beat the last time, and then Minnesota went down the field and kicked the field goal. Detroit, I think they've lost 5 games or 6 games they've led in the fourth quarter. They just, it's got to bounce their way once. So I'll take Detroit at home against Minnesota, and it's a 7-pointer if I'm right.
Dang it, Chris.
Oh, was that the one you were going to take?
That was the one I was going to take.
Sorry.
Instead, I'll take the Seahawks, baby.
Why would you ever take that terrible team?
That makes me mad. You know why?
You wanted to take them.
No, because I now have to root for the 49ers to keep Tony from getting the points. I hate having to root for the 49ers under any circumstances.
I think...
not falling for it.
I think Seattle's got a spoiler alert for the 49ers who think they're on their way back in someplace.
49ers think they're great, don't they?
Please scrape.
It's about time somebody calms them down.
Not falling for it.
Well, I agree with one sentiment about this pick, and that is the fact that people are burying Russell Wilson right now.
They are.
And burying Pete Carroll. And I don't think there are two guys you should do that to. They're been pretty successful in their careers. So, all right, it's worth 3 points if you get it. Seattle to upset San Francisco is Tony's upset pick. All right, there's our NFL pick segment for week number 13. Tell you how it all turns out on Monday. Better take a break right now, though, because Scrabe, you get mad if we don't give him full time for the Big Five, which is next.
So we could just squander it anyway.
Rolling back into the program here, 4:36 is the time. This will be our final segment on this Thursday evening, coming up on Thursday Night Football, Dallas, New Orleans, set to air here on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and, of course, the hilarious one, Matt Scraby, on the program today. And we're about to turn it over to Mr. Scraby for a big five. Before we do that, let's jibber-jabber for a while, Tony, to make sure that Scraby doesn't have the time he needs to do his segment.
So he can be furious with us?
You're just depriving the audience of a very, very good segment.
Depriving the audience. Well, far from me to do that, so let's check traffic and go right to it.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Anybody heard of this guy, Roy Hobbs? He just signed with the Padres, $30 million deal.
Roy Hobbs.
Like the That's natural?
A, yeah.
I was going to say.
I'm just being Scraby and falling for a tweet.
I was going to say, like, I've heard that name before.
Like, wait, Roy Hobbs,
they're in a lockout.
Did he have a kidney issue where he's bleeding through his
uniform? Yes, and then he hits one off the light standard. Come
for like
on.
The
Padres need an outfielder.
All right. Well, You didn't get me.
Oh, I came close.
Hey, everybody. If you're looking for something to do tonight, join Coach John Katera tonight and every Thursday night at Draft at Belmont Park to watch Thursday Night Football. Enjoy over 70 beers on tap along with San Diego's greatest game day grub. Again, that's Coach Katera at Draft in Coach's Corner from 5 to 7 every Thursday. Details at DraftSanDiego.com. No time to waste because we have a huge story today. A huge
number five
story, and it just so happens COVID police have to get involved. And that's because Antonio Brown was found. Well, let me read it so I get it right before you guys jump down my throat about what I read. Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown has been suspended 3 games for violating the NFL-NFLPA's COVID-19 protocols, the league announced today. The league and players union found that Brown was among 3 players to misrepresent their vaccination status. A former live-in chef of Brown's said earlier this month that AB had obtained a fake COVID-19 vaccination card over the summer. And in a little bit of further on that, Antonio Brown's attorney came out and said that made this statement about it. Mr. Brown is vaccinated and continues to support the vaccine for any person for whom it is appropriate. The NFL made its determination, and instead of going through the drawn-out and distracting process of challenging the outcome, Mr. Brown wrapped this up promptly, and he will make the most out of this time by treating his ankle injury. Mr. Brown will be motivated, well-rested, and in the best shape of his life when he returns in Week 16. So, that is what they're saying. So, basically, he's not admitting that he did anything wrong. He's just trying to get this behind him and all of that good stuff. Now, The other thing that I'm seeing on Twitter is that people...
Is there a question in here somewhere?
Yes. Many people... Thank you, Chris. You should have just let me go. I could have gone like... I could have just kept going.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Many people are wondering why Aaron Rodgers, who violated protocols, was not suspended. So, Chris, you're up first. If the NFL suspends Antonio Brown, should they have suspended Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because the rules are in every COVID situation are different. Yeah. And so it's been that way the entire time. I will say this. I mean, Antonio Brown, you know, upsets me a great deal here. You know, if indeed he really truly did, which is what they found out, made himself a fake vaccine card. I mean, that really bothers me just in general. So, you know, he says he's vaccinated. Well, then... Why would you make up a card? The whole thing is a little crazy to me. But to answer your question that finally came
20 minutes later,
it's just too hard to answer because every COVID situation is different. And that's what I have to go with here. In retrospect, I mean, I kind of like everybody being suspended for every violation. But, you know, there's a lot of rules along the way that I don't really know. By heart, so it's hard for me to really say one way or the other.
Tony, if the NFL suspends Antonio Brown, should they have suspended Aaron Rodgers?
I think these are two different cases. Because although Aaron Rodgers lied to everybody else, apparently he didn't lie to the NFL. They knew the whole time that he was not. They were treating him as a non-vaccinated player. So by that standard, no, he shouldn't have been, because the NFL knew all along what his vaccination status was. However, in Antonio Brown's case, this foolishness of getting a fake vaccine card when he could have just not been vaccinated and played all the same. Like, we've watched Aaron Rodgers do it. So, I mean, the part that is baffling to me is what would possess him to make it up? He could have just not got it. Instead, he makes it up. And now, I mean, it ends up working out because he was going to miss these next two games anyway. But let's say he was healthy. He would have been missing two or three games. And I bet you he would have been at risk of getting cut on this ball club.
He still might be.
Yeah, he's very well still might be.
Because Tom Brady's never letting that happen.
That'll be the only thing that saves him. Because you remember how reluctant Bruce Arians was to bring him in the first place. So we'll see. But this is the epitome of foolishness right here. Because this is completely self-inflicted.
You would think that somebody of Antonio Brown's stature, if they were going to get a fake vaccine card made, would be able to afford a good one that couldn't be detected.
Well, apparently, it must have been pretty good because he was all in the clear until his disgruntled chef decided to snitch on
him. They're also... yeah. Well, because you know why?
He wasn't paying his bill.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you are going to do dirt, right, you better make sure everything is cleaned up around you.
Yeah.
At the very least. Because if you're not paying people, they're likely going to tell on you.
They're going to be like, I have nothing
and
to lose.
And this isn't like $5, by the way. This is like $10,000.
I think it was $10,000.
That at least the former chef is saying that he was owed.
Yeah. All right, we'll figure it out. I'm not going to get into it anymore.
Number four.
Right before the clock struck midnight and the owners decided to impose a lockout on the players, that came with a freeze on all transactions, but the Boston Red Sox got one more move out of their system via trade. Out of nowhere, they sent Hunter Renfroe to the Milwaukee Brewers in exchange for old friend of the Red Sox, Jackie Bradley Jr., as well as a couple prospects. This is going to be Hunter Renfroe's fourth team in seven seasons of big league service. So, Tony, why do you think Hunter Renfroe can't catch on with the team?
I don't know. Well, listen, as you said, is this fourth team, what, five?
He's played officially because he hasn't actually played for the Brewers yet.
Right.
So he's played for three teams in six seasons. Four teams in seven seasons.
I mean, this isn't like crazy abnormal, right? I mean, you see guys bounce around until they figure it out. I think ultimately for the Red Sox, Hunter Renfroe is going to be kind of expensive. He had another good season last year. I think he's arbitration eligible. Milwaukee's in a different place in terms of they need a bat. They lost Avisel Garcia, I believe, in free agency, so they need to replace him. So Hunter Renfroe kind of fits that Milwaukee Brewer team and what they do. So it's a good fit for him. Why it is that he hasn't been able to stick with the team, I don't know. I think he's been a solid player, especially the last couple of years.
He's been a good teammate, too.
Yeah, he's been a good teammate. So, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you just haven't – guys just haven't found the fit. It seems like Hunter is in that category. I think he will, though, eventually.
All right, Chris, why do you think Hunter Renfroe hasn't caught on with the team yet?
Well, I think that this is just a happenstance more than anything else, you know? I mean, I think that they found a spot for him – you know, to move him the first time to Toronto. They found a spot for him to move him to Boston. Some guys just end up getting traded a bunch. Doesn't mean that they can't catch on with a team or don't fit. Maybe they just are the guy that everybody keeps asking for in trade. I mean, maybe you could look at it that way if you're Hunter Renfroe.
That's a good point.
So I don't necessarily think there's anything to it other than the fact it just worked out this way for him. And, you know, I hope he does well in Milwaukee, but not against the Padres.
Exactly.
Number three.
Oh, I've lost my document in the many tabs that I have. Okay, here it is. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored the 800th goal of his career for club and country with his strike for Manchester United against Arsenal. The 36-year-old is leading scorer in men's international football with 115, the Champions League 140, and the European Championship with 14. Ronaldo's 800th goal came just over 2 years after he reached 700, and he has now scored 337 goals in 372 matches since turning 30. So I wanted to ask it like this, because we here in America probably consider Tom Brady as the best athlete in American history. Where does Cristiano Ronaldo rank, Chris, on the athletes around the world?
All-time athlete, all around the world?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He's in the top 50 somewhere. I mean, he's a fantastic goal scorer, and he does that as well as anybody ever has. I don't know. Is he regarded as the best soccer player?
That's
he doesn't usually win that award. Messi seems to get it more than he does. But I would think, you know, the statistics you laid out there, if you're a one-trick pony in soccer, but that one trick is that you can score goals, that's really important because nobody else can seem to do it.
Yeah.
So I got to put him somewhere in the top 50 worldwide. But I think in America, the greatest athlete of all time. Still MJ. Thank you, Tom Brady.
Not Tom.
Fans.
Wait,
but,
really?
I'm just going to go
definitely
there.
MJ.
Oh, but MJ wasn't winning championships in his 40s.
You're talking about greatest winner? Okay.
MJ wasn't even playing in his 40s.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's not his fault.
All right, let me give you this name before Tony answers. Is Cristiano Ronaldo better over time in the history of the world than Muhammad Ali?
That's hard for me to say. Chris seen.
I'll give you a look just because I think they're even in the same league.
Same category, yeah.
I don't think they're in the same league. Muhammad Ali changed sports and the humanity forever.
Along
with being one of the most dominant performers in his sport. Cristiano Ronaldo scores goals and does it as well as anybody. But, I mean, I'm not a good soccer guy to ask, but ask people in soccer who's more famous. Ronaldo, Messi, Pele.
Right.
I think Ronaldo comes in third there.
You still have a lot of people that feel like Pele.
Pele, yeah, right.
Great as ever. To answer your question,
yes,
Scray,
please.
I'd put him in the top 30.
Ooh.
I mean, when we say top best athlete, I mean, I don't know if I've tried to play soccer.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
No, to do what he does is impressive.
And he's doing it at what, 36?
36,
That's old in soccer. I mean, you
told most points.
You are, yeah, it is. You're running a lot of miles. He covers a lot of ground. He's lost a step, I think, at this point. But, yeah, he's still up there. One of the greatest athletes, I think, worldwide.
Just to be clear, who's the number one athlete of all time across the entire world?
It's got to be MJ or Muhammad.
I'm not going to argue those.
As long as Tom Brady's not in there, I'm on board. No.
Tom's the greatest winner, for sure.
I mean, Michael has an argument there, too.
Yeah,
he hasn't played as long, but he never lost in the final.
True, Tom's lost a few Super Bowls. And I got attacked by Patriots fans on Twitter for what I said earlier about Tom cheating and everything following him.
Yeah, I'm glad they attacked you for that, because Tom had nothing to do with that category, and you brought him in there anyway.
Deflategate, ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it?
I mean,
he gets so angry over there in his little corner.
I just wanted to tell the Tom
in his
Brady,
little corner.
The Tom Brady fans, I do respect Tom Brady, okay?
So no, please, you don't.
Please stop.
You can't stand him a cheater.
You look to place him in every type of drama that is around him.
I believe.
Do you remember how upset he was when Tom Brady flew down and got the playbook from Byron Leftwich? And
oh, no. Byron Leftwich came to his house.
And Byron Leftwich went to the wrong house.
He went to the wrong house. That's right. That's right.
You were quite upset about that.
You didn't like that.
Well, because he was cheating.
You remember we used to do a bit on this show with the book? And it was of all the people that I disliked.
That you disliked, yes.
We picked the wrong person
we
to do that bit
did.
With. Well, Scraby's book is 5 times the size
I think
of mine.
As we've done this show longer, we've realized that he hates far more people
than I do.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I just hate his winning against my team.
Number two.
Let's move it on. Come on, guys. Get it together.
How many
along.
Times did he beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl? Zero.
He just
so what are you talking about?
He just beats
he's just a hater. Yeah. He's working
just
on this.
Hater.
He's trying to turn over a new leaf.
You know,
and
I
not
talked to my therapist the other day, and I said, "Therapist, I really want to stop being such a hater." And then we talked about it, and I was like, "It's so instinctual that I don't know that I can get it out, but I'm trying." It's like
he
the Eminem.
It's instinctual.
It's like the Eminem song. I've got spite in my DNA. That's what it is. All right. Marcus Stroman agreed to a contract with the Chicago Cubs before the lockout, and it totals $71 million over 3 seasons, but he can opt out after $50 million in 2 years. So, Tony, how does he fit with this addition of the Cubs?
I personally think Marcus Stroman fits anywhere. He's a pitcher's pitcher now. You know, he not a guy that's ever going to overpower you, but he's going to spot up. He throws anything in any count. He's got the ultimate command. He's got the ultimate swagger and confidence. However, if and when baseball is played, I don't see the Cubs being very good next year. They'll probably be, I don't know. We'll see how the collective bargaining agreement unfolds. But I know going into this offseason, they were trying to get rid of Wilson Contreras, who was going to be a free agent. The catcher is going to be a free agent after this next season. So, I mean, listen, I think Marcus Stroman will be fine. I think he'll have a great season, but I don't think he'll be playing on a very good team.
Chris?
Yeah, I like Marcus Stroman. I think he'll have a nice season, but he's used to playing on not very good teams. He was with Toronto, and they weren't very good. He was with the Mets last year, and they weren't very good. And now he's going to be with the Cubs, and they're not very good. But it's a nice addition for the Cubs. Gives them a top-of-the-end rotation guy. I think he would have fit well in the Padres spot, but I don't think they had the money to sign him.
I don't think they did either.
Number one.
The NFL is going to air its first public service announcement on sports betting during the Thursday night football game tonight. The 30-second PSA features retired coach Steve Mariucci emphasizing the NFL's core message on responsible gambling. Quote, stick to your game plan, always bet responsibly, end quote. The PSAs will air once per game broadcast going forward. Chris, should the NFL be held responsible like alcohol and tobacco companies for this gambling stuff?
I'll answer the fact that they're having these ads during the games. It's a little bit like a beer ad, you know, saying please drink responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, of course they want you to drink responsible, but they want you to drink a lot of their beer. And the NFL wants you and needs you to gamble on their games. So we talked about this 100 times. In my mind, and I know some people disagree with me out there, the NFL would not be anywhere near as popular as it is now if it weren't for gambling, and that includes fantasy sports, which is a form of gambling. So it's the least they can do to try and keep people on the right path.
No, I don't think they should be held responsible.
All right, I have a...
What, that's all I get?
I thought you were done.
I don't think they should be held responsible. I think part of our issue as a whole in society right now is that there's no more like self-governance of, you know, yourself. Like, there's not enough of that.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think it's a good idea to have the commercials. Obviously, you want to protect yourself, but I think we just got to do better taking care of ourselves.
Very good, Tony. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy Thursday Night Football, everybody, from Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.